Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Mary, thank you so much for this. I've been looking forward to this for quite some time. And Aoife, thank you as well. It's just, it was brilliant. I watched it the second I landed from my holidays in Canada. And Mary, I wanted to start at the beginning. And I love the fact that you talk so much about the formative years and the footage that they have and how significant it might have been, as you said in your own words, being wedged between so many boys and how that shaped you.
Yes, fortunately, my father used a cine film and took films of us when we were children. But it is true, I think, that those four brothers gave me a very early sense of the importance of human rights and gender equality and using my elbows. And at the same time, as I mentioned in the film, my parents kept repeating to me that I had the same opportunities as my brothers. And that just wasn't true of Irish society. And I just saw over and over again that it wasn't true. I mean, my brothers were altar boys. I was never, nobody would contemplate an altar girl. Mm-hmm. And I had to wear an awful scarf in church, which I hated wearing, so on, you know, all these things. And but what my parents, I think, did imbue in me was more of a sense of my potential, if only I could get over my shyness.
You talk actually, and Aoife, she talks quite a bit in the film about being shy, which I think would come as a surprise to everybody, literally everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really inspirational that, you know, Mary addresses the fact that, for example, she would have been shy growing up and that that was an obstacle that she had to overcome. And she talks also about being determined to debate and determined to get her ideas out there, but, you know, that, that public speaking wasn't something that came naturally to her. And I think there can be this sense that, you know, whether it's politicians, CEOs, leaders, that they're born and not made, and that these are people that don't actually have to work at leadership or self-expression or communication. And the idea that, you know, we don't have to be immediately good at everything, and that it's fine to have to work at things and to be really determined. And yet we can still, you know, speak in public, or we can still take on leadership roles. I think that that's really important for people to know.
I think the most powerful thing for a lot of us is the middle part, which is 1990 and the big moment in your life, and the use of Last Splash, which is excellent in it because that was the name of a show I had for 10 years. But anyway, but that moment when you realize, and I love how you said, from being shy, the campaign trail to become president, the first female president of Ireland, you flowered during that time period. Do you have so many fond memories of that time period? I know it was tough at the time as well.
I do have very positive memories. It was such a learning experience to go out early, making the case for a more active president, not thinking that I would be the president, but making that case that so much more could be done locally, nationally and internationally. And the locally was the important one, because there was a lot of self-development going on in 1990, where the Common Agricultural Policy had brought some money into the country, into rural areas, but they didn't have the facilities that the cities had. And they knew that the government wasn't going to provide them. So people just volunteered. I heard over and over again the spirit of Mehel, Mehel clubs, Mehel societies. And this was the whole idea of, you know, volunteering for sports facilities for the young, facilities for people with disabilities, for the elderly, etc. And I was so impressed by this and talked it up, and people heard themselves being talked up, and we sort of, yeah. And as time went on, I became more popular doing this. I also came out of myself. You can't run for president. We had that Hello magazine, which we hated,
but
it put us on a sort of map. And as the time went on, I think, if I could put it this way, more of my mother came out in me, because she was always very full of life and full of, ran the town, you know, in Ballina during her time, all the social parts of it, etc. And my father was more vocational, serious, shy doctor.
I think, though, and Aoife, I think this would happen, and Mary as well, to a lot of us watching it. I did actually really tear up in the idea that society in Ireland, I moved in 1999, has moved on so quickly and so rapidly, but that you mobilised a part of the population that hadn't been mobilised before, because they couldn't see it, they couldn't believe it, and they saw themselves in you. And that was just so powerful.
Yes, I thought that was well brought out in the film, actually, that people, especially women, decided to vote in a different way. Yeah. And I heard that over and over again afterwards. you know, a young 19-year-old who said, "You were my first vote." And when I told my father, he nearly killed me.
Yeah, and people just couldn't believe that it was possible, and it made international news as well. The other thing I loved is in the movie, you going back to the beginning, you talk about Harvard, and that was the moment where you saw the power of people and young people. I feel like we're obviously witnessing a really polarized globe at the moment, which is really tough to see. But do you feel that way about young people now? I certainly do, and kind of they're mobilized, and that's something that you saw years ago, and it seems to be another wave of it.
Yes, I think there are contradictions in our very complicated world at the moment, and social media is playing both a positive role but a darkly negative role, which is, you know, is bringing people out in, you know, into rioting, into violence, into aggression, into hatred, into hate speech, racism, anti-migrant language, etc. But we're also seeing mobilisation of different kinds, and we saw it in Bangladesh. The students and young people in Bangladesh, we saw it in Kenya quite recently, and in Nigeria, I've been following some of this. And I see it in the young climate activists, because they're very connected. They talk about love a lot, and they care deeply about those who are more affected by the climate shocks, the climate and nature crisis. And I love the intergenerational interplay. I know a lot of these young climate activists. I learn as much from them as they may possibly learn of the wisdom of some of the elders. You know, it's a very two-way process.
And Aoife, for you, Mary obviously is such a fascinating subject. For all of us, you are. And you were so passionate about this project. Like, how are you feeling now that it's about to become available to everybody?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to feel, I suppose, that you have... I mean, there was so much. And in a lot of ways, you know, the fact that there was this... you know, never before seen home movie footage, for example, or the extraordinary wealth of archive, whether that's, you know, the contraceptive train or around the presidential campaign, or, you know, even Mary's early years in the Shannon, for example, or around, you know, the decriminalisation of homosexuality and the cases that were taken there. You know, there was so much, you know, a wealth of kind of contributors and interviewees and, you know, striking the balance—it's a really kind of daunting exercise. So I don't know. I mean, you never.
I think she did a good job, though, Mary.
I think she did a very good job. And actually, I'm very glad that she also covered my mistakes, which I knew would happen because Bride wouldn't have tolerated a film that didn't have warts at all. But the point is, you know, people do make mistakes, and I made big mistakes. And I think I was glad to be able to explain that it was a mistake to leave the presidency early, but the pressure I was under and, you know, what was in my mind at the time and the hard job I was going into.
Exactly. I love as well, and you've captured it really well, and something that I noticed when I first moved here, the sense of Irishness and what it means to be Irish and when you travel abroad. And I'm like, why do all the Irish people seek each other out? Canadians do not do that. And I love that that comes across in the movie as well, that despite the hardships and the reason why people had to leave Ireland in the beginning, and it goes back to the light that you set up in the Irish, that, you know, there's this strong sense of being Irish and what it means and pride.
Well, the extraordinary thing was that in 1990 and before 1990, we did not care enough about immigrants. I mean, my friend Ivan Boland wrote a poem, The Emigrant Irish, that we put them out like lamps outside, forgot them. What was valuable about that light was it was so appreciated by those outside. And they kept saying it. I never mentioned the light as president. I was always greeted. We know you have a light in the window and how much it matters. But it kind of made that. And then our policy changed in a very good way. And we made that connection. But the lamp, the light helped. And I've learned the power of symbols, to be honest. And I'm now trying to bring this into the climate space with this project Dandelion, which was just at its beginnings, and Aoife caught the beginnings of it. We've grown since then with our dandelion, which I always wear. I can't remember which
that side.
And it's about women taking responsibility because it's so serious, but also with a positive narrative that we can have a much better, safer, cleaner, healthier world. We just have to move faster to get there.
I believe in that as well. Thank you so much. You're a true inspiration. Aoife is a gorgeous, gorgeous. And it's something that I think should be put into schools. And I think everybody should see it and have it available to them because it's stunning. And Mary, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.